In Cairo yesterday, a bomb blast and a shooting in central areas of the city left three attackers dead and nine people injured. The wounded included four tourists, an Israeli couple, a Swedish man, and an Italian woman. Megan Stack is Cairo bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times, and she joins us. Welcome.
Thank you.
It appears that tourists are targets of the attackers. What more do you know about the people who carried out the attacks and the people that the attacks were aimed at?
Well, it does seem pretty clear that tourists are being targeted here in Egypt now. This was the second attack in April. There was a suicide bombing at a very popular bazaar that's frequented by a lot of tourists in Cairo's Old City. The attackers have been identified pretty quickly by the government as being affiliated with the bomber who carried out the earlier bombing.
What else is the government saying about the attacks?
They came out very quickly and said that the bomber had already been wanted, that he was a fugitive, and that, in fact, he was being chased by police when he set off the bomb near the museum yesterday. The women who shot at a tourist bus near the Citadel in Cairo were also identified as being attached to the bomber. One of them was identified as his sister, and one was identified as his fiancée.
What are they saying, though, about the fact that it appears that violence is beginning to escalate again and that perhaps there may be militant groups in the country?
Well, they always say that they have shut down the violent groups that were active here in the 1990s, and they have been very quick to say since these attacks began that they are isolated incidents, that they are anomalies, and that they're just a few individuals who are disgruntled and are not linked to a greater organization.
Is that plausible? Is that being viewed as plausible?
Well, their credibility was damaged a bit because after the first bombing, they came up very quickly and said that the man who carried it out was acting alone and had no assistance. After that, though, they proceeded to arrest a lot of other people and said that they were involved with the attack in one way or the other, including these people who carried out the attacks yesterday. So it's really not clear what's going on, you know, behind the scenes with the security services. We only know that they're very eager to put forward the impression that this is a very, very scattered and isolated phenomenon.
Are there any indications that tourism is dropping off, tourism being a very important industry for Egypt?
Right. Well, there hadn't been any indications before the attacks yesterday. We'll have to wait and see what happens now. In fact, 2004 was a record year for Egyptian tourism. I believe 8 million tourists visited Egypt last year. But as you say, tourism is really the soft belly of the regime. It's where they get the majority of their foreign currency. It's one of the pillars of the economy here. So if there is a will to damage the government, to go after the tourism industry is a long-established and very intelligent way to go about it.
Megan Stack is Cairo bureau chief of the Los Angeles Times. Megan, thank you very much.
Thank you.